General Mr. Sridhar, fielding coach of the Indian cricket team, is here to address the press conference. And if you wish to ask a question, yes, please raise your hand and wait for a turn.
Yeah, but there's just been a lot of talk about India's fielding in the recent past. So, how do you see it? What is your rating of how it's been, and what can India do to get better? Yes.
I think post the World Cup, we had a good series in West Indies. And then the West Indies series at home was somewhere where we really dropped. We were average, to say the least. So, yeah, from then on, we're trying to get better. But definitely, we will not live up to the standards as we did in the World Cup or even as a build-up to the World Cup in the last couple of years. So that is something which we should definitely work on.
No, but sorry, again, as a follow-up, sitting outside, how do you rate it? Do you, rate it on misfields or just overthrows or cross catch? Is there, a rating system in your head?
Yeah, we do have a productivity rating based on a lot of things. So, ground fielding. But if you go to see certain matches, ground fielding has been good. Overthrows, if you're talking about that, throw with Manish, took a chance. That he had to do it. Come on, we need a wicket at that time. You can bargain 4 runs for that wicket. And it was the best player who was at that end. So these things happen. We can't look too deep into that. But the thing is, definitely New Zealand is a difficult high-catching country. Having said that, it's not an excuse. That catch should have been taken. And probably it was after his first over. Maybe he was thinking about his previous over. It could be anything. It could not be a technical aspect at all. Or it could be, you never know. I was speaking to Kuldeep today, so we had a chat about it. So we're trying to get better. We were average. There's no doubt about that, and we can get better.
How difficult is it, given that you hardly have practice sessions? There are matches, travel, and then you're playing. You don't have a full-fledged session, and therefore maybe you're not able to have a full-fledged practice session. So how much of a drawback or a setback is that?
That's the nature of the current schedule, so we got to take it. We got to play around it. But like you said, we hardly had a session during the entire T20 schedule. So there's not much we can put in terms of technical work on the ground. But we do have time before the game starts, and that's where we do some ground work, even if there's no practice session. Apart from that, we do have a look at the videos and see what led to an error. It need not always be a technical error. Every time there is a fumble, or every time there's a drop catch. So you need to know, it could be a tactical positioning error, or it could be something, the mind not being in the right place. There's so many things which can lead to an error. So we try and address that based on the feedback we take from the players. Our job is to try and give them all the information and give them the options. It's up to the player to get the best option he can to make him perform the best. So it is a tight schedule, but it's not a complaint and it's not an excuse at all. We need to be better.
Sridhar, sir, what do you tell the boys? Obviously, there's no dearth of intensity as far as fielding is concerned. But what do you tell your boys as far as fielding is concerned?
We do have certain parameters, certain fielding KPIs in the T20 game or in an ODI game or in a test match for that matter. So we keep reminding the players about attention to the basic detail, about doing the one percenters right. And we tell the fielders to actually, in a game which is so quick, in a T20 game, each fielder has to be his own captain. He need not wait for the captain to, move him or the bowler to move him in a certain direction or to a certain position. We try and think ahead of the game. You as a fielder, captain yourself, see which way the breeze is, which way the batsman's tendencies to hit are, what's the bowler's plan, so position yourself accordingly. So we empower the fielders so that they can become their own captain and they can take decisions on their own, because the captain has got too much on his plate at certain times. So that is what we speak about, and we have a lot of one percenters and a lot of KPIs which we try and tick off every game. Chetan.
So, you've been fielding coach for a while now, and every time, I'm not saying that there's a down curve, but also there's an up curve. Do you change the training techniques? How often do you change training techniques? Is it possible to change training techniques just because there's a down curve? How does that work?
It's a good question. We need to identify, now we're having a down curve, since the West Indies series at home, but we need to identify the right things. It may not be too much technical at all. Sometimes, it may just be a fatigue thing. It could be a lack of fitness thing. If you see Virat run out Nichols the other day, it was purely speed which gave him that edge over the batter. Absolute pleasure to watch. The kind of intensity he brings onto the field is, I always say to the younger boys who come in, he's a ready-made template for you to just copy. Just watch him, see what he does. How it's not just about wanting to go there and do well for a player. It's about preparing himself off the field mentally and physically to go there and to be able to do what you really want to do. So it just doesn't, the buck doesn't stop inside the ground. There's a lot of things which have to be done outside the ground for a player to be playing at the intensity of Virat Kohli. So coming back to your question again, yeah, there are a lot of things we need to address, which we'll actually have a dialogue with the player and see what is more important for a player and then go about it in that way.
Do the players give you feedback that, okay, maybe this needs to change or that certain aspect needs to change? Does that happen as well?
Yeah, of course it happens. Of course. We do the listening more than the talking. So we take the feedback from the players, and if there's anything to be added, we surely can add our perspective, and then the best possible decision is taken to get the best out of the player each time they go on the park.
वनडे सीरीज बड़ा छोटी सीरीज है, 1-0 से डाउन है, कल वाला मैच हारेंगे तो सीरीज ही खत्म हो जाएगी. कितना इंडियन टीम को फर्क पड़ता है या आदत हो गई है पिछले 2-3 सीरीज में भी 1-0 से डाउन रहते हैं तो जीत ही जाते हैं?
मतलब कॉम्प्लेसेंसी आनी नहीं चाहिए, लेकिन ऐसे जो सिचुएशन आते हैं हम उसको एम्ब्रेस करते हैं. हम सोचते हैं कि ऐसी सिचुएशन हमको चाहिए. ये टीम का जो माहौल है, ये टीम का ये जो लीडरशिप ग्रुप है, दे ऑलवेज वॉन्ट टू बी इन अ टफ सिचुएशन. सो ऐसे सिचुएशन आएंगे तो उसको हम एम्ब्रेस करते हैं और उसको it will try and bring the best out of you. So it's always good to be under pressure. Even if it's a bilateral series, even if it's a year of T20 or is a year of test championship, still every game, jab aap 1-0-1 se down hote ho, ek chota sa pressure rehta hai, but wo pressure achhi baat hai. It brings the best out of our players. So hopefully we'll try and play our best cricket tomorrow.
Do you put any of the fielding issues down to fatigue at all? You guys have played Sri Lanka in Australia, then come here, and it's gone pretty much game day off. Is the team fatigued at all? Are they tired?
We do. It's a good question. We do monitor their workloads. So I mean, we will be lying to ourselves if we say that no, they are fresh as a daisy every time they go into the park. They are not, because they're traveling and playing games. But the current fitness levels of this team is really good. So I think that in turn helps to recover from the workload or recover from fatigue quickly and be fit on the park. So, but we do keep that in mind. But I don't blame fatigue for any of the down curve. Yeah.
Just briefly away from fielding, we spoke about bouncing back from defeats. West Indies in Chennai and then Bombay against Australia. And of course in the last game, so partnership building and.
Yeah.
There was both no incisiveness in terms of getting wickets, and also the control was seemingly not there. Is that like a worry at all with Hetmyer and Hope, then with Finch and Warner, and then again with Latham and Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, Hetmyer, Hope and Nicholas Puran, they were just hitting balls out of the park, .666666. That's where they were playing, and we were relieved to get that series over and done with. But I think the last game, I think, it is in the fourth phase, that between the 31st and the 40th over, where we are thought moved away, drifted away from our plans a little bit, and that is where the game was lost, in my opinion, it's my personal opinion. So we want to sit down now and have a chat and speak to the bowlers and what we need to do and how to come back with the right kind of responses to the main batters. Is that what you're asking for?
So no, I was just wondering, is it like a concern that it's happening too often? It's happened like thrice in the last 1 month.
Not a major concern as of now. We're not really worried about it. But it's always an opportunity to learn. So whenever you get a game like this, there's always something to pick up and something to learn in for the longer run. So we look at it that way more than anything else.
But just about Kuldeep, he hasn't bowled much in the nets. Like he bowled a lot before the last ODI. Looked a little off. Is he carrying an injury? Is he fine? And like, what kind of mindset is he in? Like, he's had a tough maybe 8 or 9 months, I guess, with the ball.
He's fully fit. He's not carrying any injury. He's totally clear to play all the games. That is one. Two, I think he has played a lot of ODI cricket, didn't he? I think he played the 3 games against Australia, if I'm not mistaken. Kuldeep did play all the 3 games. So this is the next ODI he's playing after that. He didn't play the T20 because Chahal was there. So maybe Kuldeep is the kind of a guy who needs a lot of overs under his belt to get his rhythm. Typical leg spinner thing. It's a leg spinner thing, I would suppose. So a lot of overs under the belt. So on and off, he's playing the odd one-day game. So. But I think he's a good bowler, he's got his skills. I thought the New Zealand batters played him really well. They had their plans and hit him in the right area, so didn't allow him to kind of bowl where he wants to, I think.
Well, yeah.
India's plan in the last ODI was to use the spinners quite often. Were you maybe surprised at how New Zealand used their spinners, or maybe how they didn't use them as much as maybe you would have expected?
Yeah, I mean, they had Jimmy Neesham and Colin bowling a lot of overs, and the spinners didn't bowl out their 20 overs. I think Sodhi just bowled 4 overs, so that was more suited to the conditions there. I thought initially there was a bit of dampness in the wicket where Jimmy could come and bowl 5 overs, and so did Colin. Later on, it eased out to be a very, very, very good wicket, as it generally happens in Hamilton and most parts of New Zealand. So, but then that's the way it was, that situation of the game demanded probably New Zealand to go in with more of medium pace than spin. But then we use our spinners as a frontline attacking bowler, so we had them bowling at situations. We always believe that they will get us the wickets, even if they're going for a boundary or two extra. So we will use them accordingly as per that.
Final question.
Last game, they used a short boundary to create effect, especially against the spinners. How have you been able to work? Because again, this is a very short ground, oddly shaped ground. Have you been able to work again? Travel, optional practice. How does that
work? We have played a couple of T20 games here, so most of the bowlers, they're aware of the dimensions of this ground. When you come first up, it's always a challenge to play at the Eden Park, but I think now the bowlers have a basic idea of the kind of lengths. Obviously, the lengths will vary when the straights are so small, you've got to vary your lengths. You've got to force the batsman to hit into the bigger areas of the park. So that is what the basic plan will be, and bowl according to each batsman's weaknesses.
Thank you very much.